dwell on why Mr. Larson was the way he was. At one point, she had concluded that he was secretly a lord concealing his identity because his evil younger brother was trying to kill him. Eventually, she had given up on that theory, but she had an immense desire to crack the code that was Mr. Larson. The coach lurched to one side, then rocked back into place, causing her heart to race. She closed her eyes and took a shuddering breath, hoping to banish the memory that threatened to engulf her. 4 days ago, someone had attempted to abduct her in front of Gunter's tea shop in London. Fortunately, her good friend, Lady Eliza Lansdowne, had interceded on her behalf by shooting her assailant in the leg. Even though her friend was a marchioness, she was also an agent for the Crown, known only as Shadow. As a notorious spy, she always kept a pistol in her reticule and a dagger strapped to her thigh. Within hours of the attempted abduction, Rachel was riding in the Lansdowne's crested coach, travelling to her uncle's estate near Rockcliffe, Scotland. By sending her in the Lansdowne's coach, they hoped her abductors would be fooled into believing that she was in London and still within reach. To ease Lord Exeter's discomfort about sending his daughter so far away, Eliza sent along her most trusted protector, Mr. Larson. His job was to ensure she arrived safely in Scotland, but apparently he did not intend to engage in any non-essential communication with her. The man in question let out a low, disapproving sigh.
"Lady Rachel, may I ask why you have been staring at me for the past hour?"
"Have I?" she asked innocently.
"You have."
She maintained her steady gaze. Even though Mr. Larson had just spoken more words than he had in the past 2 days, Rachel was not ready to give up her advantage.
"I am curious. How much longer till we arrive at my uncle's estate?"
With a soft, almost non-existent huff, Mr. Larson replied,
"In a few hours or so, assuming we do not stop unnecessarily."
Rachel's eyes darted towards the roof of the coach and thought about her poor lady's maid, Savannah, sitting next to the driver. Her stomach did not appreciate extended travel in a stuffy, jerky coach for days on end. After stopping for the 10th time today, Mr. Larson graciously gave up his seat to Savannah, allowing her to enjoy the fresh air. Turning her attention back to her protector, she eyed his wrinkled white shirt and knew her dark blue travelling dress did not fare much better. A flowered straw hat sat next to her on the bench, practically begging to be tossed out the window. Her mother insisted that she always wear a hat in public, but she abhorred the long pins necessary to secure it to her head.
"What is truly bothering you?" Mr. Larson asked gently, quieting her desire to fling her hat from the coach.
"This is a trick," she thought, as her eyes grew wary of his kind tone. "What game is he playing?" Instead of answering him, she asked a question of her own.
"Why would you believe something is bothering me?"
One side of Mr. Larson's lips curled so slightly that it was barely discernible.
"To start with, I fear that you intend to do harm to your hat," he revealed knowingly, before pausing. "And you cannot seem to sit still."
"I am dreadfully bored," she confessed,
dropping her hands into her lap.
"For the past 3 days, I was in a coach with Savannah fanning her face. Now I am with you, and you don't seem to think polite conversation is necessary."
He shrugged unapologetically.
"I admit I do think polite conversation is pointless."
"Believe me, I know," Rachel huffed, amused. "However, I do not believe you are a lost cause,"